Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Cruising right along on a Wednesday afternoon. We got about an hour left in the show. And joining us right now to tell us about the Cleveland Brewery Runs event later on today is Dr. Natalie Magone of Health Source Chiropractic of Avon to tell us all about this event coming up at 6:30 tonight. It's going to conclude at the Butcher and the Brewer downtown. Dr. Magone, thank you very much for giving us some of your time. Tell us all about not only this event in particular, but the group itself. It's pretty intriguing to me because you don't always think about running and drinking as they go together, but this sounds like a lot of fun. It's a fine establishment at the Butcher and the Brewer downtown. Now, how does this work? Do you guys start somewhere else and run to the Butcher and Brewer, or do you start down there? How does this whole event work?
We start and end at the brewery of the month, and so this month it's the Butcher and the Brewer. So we will meet down there anywhere from 6 to 6:30, and then at 6:30 we'll take off. So we have two different routes mapped out each time. We have a 3-mile route and a 6-mile route. So that way all ability levels are welcome. Some people walk, some people skip, some people run. Certainly there are a lot of people that run it a lot faster than I do, but we take everybody who's interested in just getting out and getting a little laughter for the evening.
And you mentioned that some people will run, they'll skip, they'll walk, you know, jog, whatever their pace might be. I would imagine there probably won't be too many people walking in this weather, right? You don't want to stand outside too long in that, do you?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll probably try to move pretty quick tonight to warm up, but, you know, that's Cleveland for you. You got to embrace it all.
Oh, yeah, and I was just going to say the 3-mile and 6-mile deals probably in many cases predicated on what Mother Nature decides to give you that particular day, right?
Yes, we've been in the rain, we've been in the snow, and we've been in really hot weather too, so we kind of gauge it as it happens.
Now, this is something that's done every month, and Where did this idea originate from? How did this all come together?
Well, I'm a runner, and I find that I tend to be a little bit more accountable if I have people to run with. So we decided to start having runs just with the community. And I, as a chiropractor, my interest is getting people moving healthier and getting out into the community. So kind of all culminated into this one idea of meeting up for a group run. And then I don't know if this speaks to my personality or not, but I was like, hey, it'd be really great to have a beer afterwards too. So we decided that although the beer might not be the healthiest incentive, it's still something that gets people out, active, and is socializing too, which is such a huge part of having a great, healthy lifestyle as well. So we went with it, and it just kind of turned into a big following, which was amazing to see happen. So we're a little over a year in now, and we grow more and more every month. So it's an absolutely phenomenal time each time we do it.
We're talking with Dr. Natalie Magone of Health Source Chiropractic of Avon. They've got the Cleveland Brewery Runs event going on tonight. Actually begins at 6:30 down at the Butcher and the Brewer downtown. And boy, I think you're right. There's something to be said for being able to run with a partner. That sometimes makes that run go a little bit faster if you have somebody alongside you. In this case, you'll hopefully have many, many folks alongside you. How many folks normally get involved in something like this?
Well, we average around 100 runners, but we've had as many as 300. So it varies. And that's the great part about it, because there's literally someone for everybody. So some people are afraid to come out to an event like this because they think they might not be fast enough or have run enough in the past. There are all strokes here. So that way we have someone that everyone can partner up with, hang out with, get to know, and just be comfortable out there getting the run in together.
And you had mentioned earlier, I mean, this kind of stems because you are a runner. Well, our listeners should certainly know that you're not just a runner. You've competed in a number of different events. I was reading earlier today, you've been in over 30 half marathons, and correct me if I'm wrong, 16 full marathons, is that right?
I think we're up to 17 or 18 now, unfortunately. But yes, yeah, I think that might speak to my insanity, but I do love it, so it's something I'm really passionate about and something that I feel is a great, great sport for everybody, because anybody can lace up a pair of shoes and go outside. So I like its accessibility to anyone in the community.
Where did this love of running come from, and how long has it been there for you?
Well, I did a bucket list marathon in 2010. I signed up for the Disney Marathon. It was just something that I'm a little bit of a competitive personality, so it was something that I'd seen others do. I thought, oh, I can do that. So I signed up, I trained for it, and then I got the bug. So I've been running ever since September of 2009 when I started training for the marathon. and just never quit.
So for those of us who may never have the opportunity to train for a marathon, talk about that whole process. I would imagine that's a pretty rigorous routine you had to get yourself into.
Yeah, it's definitely something that has to sort of become part of your daily lifestyle, because it's the training is essential to get through a race without just completely falling apart. So I usually run anywhere from 3 to 5 days a week. It's certainly not every single day. I give my body some time to rest, and I do some other types of activities too. But it is certainly something that becomes a part of who you are and what you do on a day-to-day basis. I've been out on the roads at 4 a.m. and sometimes at 10 p.m. just to get the run in for the day. But it's always a better day whenever I do get out there, because I get the endorphins, get my energy released, and just get to where I feel pretty accomplished.
Dr. Natalie Magoni of Health Source Chiropractic of Avon talking to us about the Cleveland Brewery Runs event at 6:30 tonight. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And it's interesting to me, too, when you talk about some of those things, those routines you get into. We talked earlier about how it's always easier when you're running with a partner. For some of our listeners who are out there tonight wondering how to get involved, is there pre-registration for this, or is it kind of a show and go? If folks are interested in getting involved tonight, where should they go and what should they do?
So for tonight, just show up. We'll take off right at 6:30 from Butcher and Brewer, but we do have a Facebook page, too, and that's how we communicate most of our information about the runs. If you search Cleveland Brewery Runs, it'll pop up the main event page, and then each month we have a separate event page listed off of there that will take them to the appropriate brewery for that month. And then also, of course, if you follow the Health Source of Avon page, it has information about all of the different events we do, not just the pub, the brewery runs.
And the brewery runs are something that happen every month. You had mentioned earlier it's the fourth Wednesday of every month. Is that?
The fourth Wednesday of every month. It's like clockwork.
Okay, perfect. Well, I mean, that's pretty easy to put into the calendar if you're a runner. And if you enjoy an adult beverage every now and again, this certainly sounds like a really fun event. And I think the fun part about it is, as you mentioned, it's really kind of for everybody. If you're not really into running, you can certainly walk those 3 miles, or you can jog it. I mean, you don't really have to be a distance runner per se. I mean, I think there's really kind of something for everybody. And I would imagine that's probably what's allowed this crowd and this group to grow over the years.
Yeah. I think that is the appeal to, it was the appeal to putting it together for me. I didn't want to leave anybody out. I wanted people to feel welcomed and feel engaged and accepted and loved with all the rest of everyone that was there. So it truly does not matter what stage of fitness you're at. We are there with open arms, and we want you to come out and hang out with us.
Now, this is one of many community events that you guys get into. What are some of the other monthly community events that the organization gets involved with as well?
Sure. We actually have another, this begins to sound repetitive, we have another brewery event. I believe it's the second Wednesday of every month, this math on this one, but we do a yoga class at Sibling Revelry in Westlake, and they let us have the back of their brew house. We do an hour of yoga, and then we stay for a beer afterwards for that, too. So we do that each month, and then we do seasonal events depending on what's going on. We've done Easter egg hunts, we've done ladies shopping nights. We hold a 5K every October, so we try to do as many community things as we can, because I think that's one of the great things about Cleveland, is that we are all so connected to one another. We are all engaged in getting out into the community.
Well, there's no shortage of community events in this area. There's no question about that. But I think it's cool how you guys have been able to tie everything in and really kind of make it fun, too, because whether it's yoga or it's running, tying it in with going to a brewery, I mean, those are two dynamite events as far as I'm concerned. They both sound really, really awesome.
Well, we all know how hard getting exercise into our daily routine can be. So we figured if there was a way that we could make it a little bit more appealing, it would be easier to get people moving. So that was kind of the method behind the madness.
We're talking with Dr. Natalie Magoni of Health Source Chiropractic of Avon. She's telling us all about tonight's Cleveland Brewery Runs event at 6:30 down at the Butcher and the Brewer downtown. And, boy, I was doing some research on you earlier, and I realized we're a week late. We do a weekly segment on this show called Recasting, where we take a look at an old movie and we recast it with some of the stars of today.
Uh-huh.
Last week, we actually did Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that is the best movie of all time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it's never too late to throw it at you. But, I mean, you know, we'll give you the opportunity, even though it was a week ago. We came up with some interesting answers a week ago, but because that's a favorite movie of yours, do you have anybody that you'd pick out in particular to play Ferris or maybe even Cameron?
As far as people that I know, or?
Oh, stars of today.
Stars of today. Oh, gosh. Well, Cameron has to be kind of nerdy.
Right.
Oh, man.
Michael Cera was thrown out there last week.
Oh, that would be a great one. Yes, he has to be a kind of a cutie, but kind of confident. I would almost get like a, what's Taylor Lautner? I was a little too dark and brewing, I guess.
It's a lot tougher. I mean, when you sit there and you think about it, I mean, the other thing, too, is you can't pick somebody that's too old because they have to play the role of a high schooler,
right,
too. So it was tougher than we thought last week. But I had read that about you, and I thought, man, we were a week late on that, but I wanted to at least give you the opportunity.
That is really tough because, of course, those characters, Matthew Broderick embodies those yours. To try to even think about someone else playing that role is really challenging.
Yes, oh, very much so. Now, we've got a couple of questions a little off topic here also. We do a daily food for thought here on Bullseye in the Afternoon, and today's food for thought is currywurst. Would you say yay or nay to currywurst?
I would have to say nay to currywurst.
I think there are different ways of preparing it. It certainly sounds intriguing on the surface, but it's something I think I might be able to get into. And then our wild card question for today, Dr. Mangone, if you could only appear on one game show in your entire life, what game show would it be and why?
It would have to be Wheel of Fortune, but it would absolutely have to be when Bob Barker was still in charge.
Okay.
That was when I was a kid and I stayed home from sick. That was a staple show that you got to watch whenever you were home with mom. And to me, it just Plinko. I would die to play Plinko on stage. I think that would be the epitome of fun. And that's something that obviously is a really important part of my life. So certainly Wheel of Fortune.
That sounds awesome to me. Wheel of Fortune, I remember for me anyways, that was one of the first shows I would watch when I was done with dinner. So Wheel of Fortune, I think, would be very difficult to argue. Dr. Mangone, we appreciate the time as always, and best of luck with the Cleveland Brewery Runs event tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll talk to you later.
That's Dr. Natalie Mangone of Health Source Chiropractic of Avon telling us about the Cleveland Brewery Runs event tonight at 6:30 at the Butcher and Brewer downtown. We'll step aside, take a break. We've got more Bullseye on the Afternoon after this on AM 930 WEOL.